4. Good Time Town. Imagine Julia in Lukta, surrounded by family. It was a compact village, walkable from end to end in a matter of minutes, and she was familiar with every building, every cobblestone, every neighbor. The people there knew her, and had since she was a child. Now imagine her in New Mexico, riding in the stagecoach with her unfamiliar husband, along and among those inhuman peaks. The sky uncompromising, the ground stark and cloaked in snow, and the clumped suggestions of the rocks and spiny flora underneath. Cactus, greasewood, Spanish bayonet. Most Germans who visited New Mexico in the early days found it unbearable, an ugly, bleak, and sandy high plateau, in the words of one German newspaper. They found Santa Fe, New Mexico's largest city, to be equally disappointing. Friedrich Adolf Wieslicenus, a Thuringian explorer and naturalist, was the first to express his disappointment with Santa Fe in the mother tongue. The city was, he wrote in 1846, merely a collection of mud-built dirty houses. Baldwin Mulhausen, a Prussian who visited around the time that Abraham arrived in the late 1850s, also noted that Santa Fe held little appeal. It is true that later in the 19th century, Carl May's fanciful and wildly popular novels about German cowboys and their Indian blood brothers would inspire Germany's infatuation with all things Wild West. But when Julia climbed out of her stagecoach in 1866, Santa Fe was not yet a place that captured German hearts. It simply didn't seem a place. The flat adobe structures were plunked down at random, built of the same dusty red earth that characterized the streets and yards and fields. When Josiah Gregg first advanced towards Santa Fe in 1831, he saw what he thought was a rather unusual collection of brick kilns in the cornfields. A friend corrected him. It is true those are heaps of unburnt bricks. Nevertheless, they are houses. This is the city of Santa Fe. It was a colony of mud. It was possible to be utterly disgusted with it at first sight, second sight, and last sight, wrote the Vermonter R. L. Duffus. To enjoy it thoroughly, one had to have a flair for such things. Literal-minded persons did not. Puritanical persons did not. What Julia thought of the city, whether she had a flair for such things, I don't know. Her new hometown squatted at the western base of the mountains, from which flowed a stream.